Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on the HSD website and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of April 22nd, 2024. May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, dedicated to celebrating the achievements and contributions of Asians and Pacific Islanders of the United States. Originating after U.S. Congress action in 1997, this commemoration serves to highlight the vastness of the Asian and Pacific Islander communities, which spans more than 30 countries where over 100 different languages are spoken, and where the experiences are equally as varied. During the month of May and integrated into the curriculum throughout the school year, we celebrate our AAPI community intentionally and honor their gifts, cultures, diverse histories, and continued contributions to the Hillsborough School District and our nation. In our schools and classrooms, we take time to explore the rich history and culture of people who are AAPI. We continue to teach, learn, and unlearn, reflect on, and even condemn the violence and hatred that has been directed at the AAPI community. We work to rebuild our classroom communities as we elevate the stories, contributions, and experiences of the AAPI communities with love, empathy, and inclusivity. Thank you to our Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Hillsborough School District students, staff, families, and community members who continue to join us in the efforts to build and sustain a culture of belonging. We admire you and we're incredibly thankful for your talents, advocacy, and brilliance. Join us for an HSD Asian American and Pacific Islander Family Engagement Night from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, May 2nd at Tamarack Elementary School. The event will feature inspiring guest speakers, vibrant live entertainment, creative arts and crafts stations, and a delicious free dinner. Our featured student is Hill High Junior Hennessy Becker. She auditioned and made the cut to join 240 cheerleaders from all over the country in Walt Disney World's first Varsity Spirit Spring Break performance. She was put in the first group, a testament to her skills, and even found a group to spontaneously stunt. She made great connections and friendships that will last a lifetime. Way to go, Hennessy. Thank you for representing the Pacific Northwest and showcasing your Spartan and HSD pride. Volunteers are critical to the success of our schools and classrooms. Every day, and especially during Volunteer Appreciation Week, April 21st to 27th, we extend deep gratitude to our volunteers for the countless ways in which they assist staff and strive to enhance the educational experience of HSD students. Thank you, volunteers. The second of two spring superintendent coffee chats takes place on Tuesday, April 23rd from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. at Ava Roasteria in Orenco Station. These casual, no-host drop-in events complement other meetings he has with specific constituent groups over the course of the school year to both share information and gather feedback. Tuesday, April 23rd, is School Bus Driver Appreciation Day. Please take a moment to thank your bus driver for safely transporting you to and from home, school, and activities each day. The second of two in-person kindergarten fairs takes place at Witch Hazel Elementary School on Thursday, April 25th, from 6 to 8 p.m. This fair is intended for incoming kindergarten families in the Century and Hill High feeders, but all are welcome. Families can also visit our virtual Kinder Fair site. Children's Day, or Dia de los Niños, is a commonly celebrated holiday in Spanish-speaking countries. Many schools will be commemorating this holiday, but here are two larger celebrations taking place on Saturday, April 27th. A Hill High feeder event from 2 to 5 p.m. at Hill High, featuring a car show, local vendors, games, music, and more, and a Shute Park Library event from noon to 4 p.m. featuring books, crafts, music, snacks, and more. Join Washington County Kids and the FBI Portland Division from 6 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, May 1st for a free online session to help families understand the dangers and indicators of children being extorted to share their sexuality with others online. Learn more and register on the Washington County Kids website. Centro Cultural invites families to a parent night to learn more about ways to reduce the stigma around risky teen behaviors and strategies for having a productive dialogue with your student. This free event takes place from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday, May 3rd, and features food and childcare for children 4 and up. HSD families and caregivers are invited to a fentanyl awareness community forum on Tuesday, May 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. at PCC Willow Creek to discuss high-risk behaviors and actionable steps you can take to prevent pathways to youth drug abuse. Spanish translation, light snacks, childcare, and a raffle will be available. The Oregon Department of Education, Oregon Health Authority, and Lines for Life nonprofit organization have issued a spring call to action for schools to increase awareness of students who are in crisis to prevent suicide attempts and deaths, with a specific emphasis on secure firearm storage. Learn more on our website. The first annual Hillsborough Film Festival, celebrating amateur filmmakers of all ages, takes place on Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th, at the Vault Theater in downtown Hillsborough. Admission is free for middle and high school students 18 and under, $5 for college students, $10 for general admission, and $35 for a VIP pass. Disasters happen. Stay informed about emergencies in your area and what to do to stay safe by signing up to get public alerts. You can choose to get alerts by text, email, or phone. If you are in more than one county daily, be sure to sign up for alerts in each county. Sign up or update your information today at publicalerts.org/signup. Energy Trust of Oregon is working with the City of Hillsborough, the City of Cornelius, and Solar Oregon to help more people benefit from renewable energy. Visit the Solarize website to learn more. That's all for the week of April 22nd, 2024. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.